Grace and mercy and peace are yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Remember to say thank you. My parents are sitting up here in the fifth row, and that's a line that I heard very often growing up, and I'm grateful for that. Thanks. Remember to say thank you. I heard that after having received something from someone, whether it was the server at the restaurant who brought the plate out, remember to say thank you, or when grandma would give me a sack full of cookies and goodies and everything, remember to say thank you, or when a friend helped me out with homework at school, remember to say thank you. And it's an important reminder for us this Thanksgiving Day, for we often forget to say thank you. It's easy to get caught up in the routines of life, living from moment to moment, and forget to pause and express our thankfulness, to pause and reflect on what we have been given. We're often so busy moving from one task to the next as life keeps coming at us at a relentless pace. And so it's easy for us so often just to receive a gift and then promptly forget it, take it for granted, move on with the busy pace of life. And so often in this life, we become accustomed to having our needs met. You know, we go to the light switch, we flip it on, and we just assume that the light will come on. Or we assume that we'll have food on our tables every day, to have a warm home to sleep in. And really, material abundance is such a large part of our lives. But when we take those things for granted, when we forget to pause and remember the things that we're grateful for, our gratefulness can wane, and we develop a sense of entitlement, a sense of, well, I deserve to have the light come on when I flip the switch, and we forget to realize that it's actually a gift. So in our gospel reading for today, we heard of a time when Jesus healed 10 people. He healed them of a horrible skin disease, a skin disease that made them ostracized from the rest of society, that their whole lives were just destroyed because of this skin disease. They had to live in a separate leper colony, a place far away from their friends and their family. And Jesus healed them, these 10. And of those 10, 9 who were healed that day neglected to return to thank Jesus, to praise God. They just didn't do it. Maybe they had a valid excuse, but maybe they were just lazy. Maybe they were ungrateful. Maybe they just forgot. The pages of the Bible are full of ungrateful characters. You don't have to look far. We just read that line in Deuteronomy from Moses when they're after the 40 years of wandering in the desert. If you remember anything from the start of that story, after they had been rescued from slavery in Egypt, after they had been brought out and God was leading them, what did they do? They complained. So God gave them food, and after a while, what did they do again? They started to complain. They were ungrateful. They complained when God gave them food, when he gave them manna and quail meat, all of those things, and water. They were ungrateful. They complained about God's promises, you know, when God told them to go into the land, and they're like, no, we can't do it, God, you know, I don't think you know what you're talking about. And they were ungrateful and found something to complain about. And Moses encouraged, in that verse from Deuteronomy that we read, he encouraged God's people to pause and to reflect on their past and to remember what God had done for them, to remember God's faithfulness to them. He said to them, remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Remember. I think our gratefulness comes when we pause to remember. And in the remembrance of what God has given us, thankfulness emerges from that remembrance. As we recall God's gifts to us in our past, we begin to see just how much that we have received from God, just how much we have to be thankful for. So today, let's pause and remember. Remember God's goodness to us over the past 12 months as our tiny planet has circled our sun once again. Remember. I think we read from Luther's Catechism a small part, and I think that he provides a good list. You know, he lists things that we can be thankful for, things like everything that God gives us daily that has to do with the support and needs of the body, food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, spouses, children, workers, rulers, government, weather, health, peace, self-control, reputation, friends, neighbors, and the like. So many things that God has given us, and God provides for us in so many other ways, even ways of which we are not even aware. God graciously gives all these things to us. So remember to say thank you. And say thank you by pausing from routine to remember. Remember the rich blessings that God daily provides. Consider God's faithfulness to his people all throughout the stories of Scripture. And know that even as God was faithful to them, God is faithful to you. He was faithful in our past. He is faithful in our present. And we know that he will be faithful in our future. And when we remember God's faithfulness, when we remember the ways that God has led us and provided for us, we can't help but be grateful. But nonetheless, all too often we forget. Just like those 9 people who had been cured of leprosy, or the children of Israel, as they complained on their way out from slavery, we too forget. But God not only gives us much, God forgives us much. That is to say, not only does God provide for our day-to-day needs, but God provides for our ultimate need of salvation. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Before we even knew that we had incurred a debt, Jesus had already paid it. And there's no way that we could have merited that. It's a gift. Salvation is a free gift. And God's free gift is in no way contingent upon our thankfulness. The things that God gives us, in that verse we read, Luther said, it is our duty to thank and praise, serve, and obey him. That's true. But even when we fail, even when we are thankless, God still gives us so much. Like those thankless and forgetful people that we read about today, we too have received the free gift of God despite our forgetfulness, in spite of our thanklessness. 10 lepers were healed, and just 1 came back to say thank you. But that didn't mean that the other 9 went away and then Jesus said, oh, they didn't say thank you. Ah, well, I'll teach them. Zap, now they have leprosy again. No, it was a free gift. The people of Israel, they complained and they said, oh, I wish we were back in Egypt. The food was so much better there. But in spite of their thanklessness, God still held true to his promises to them. God still led them into the land that he had promised Abraham. And he still continued to be with them, to provide for them, and even came to them as their promised Savior. Friends, God's gifts are not dependent on our gratefulness. They're dependent on God, on God's grace. For God gives despite our thanklessness, and God forgives despite our sinfulness. God doesn't just give us a moral boost, a push in the right direction, and say, okay, look how much I've given you. Now you ought to be able to achieve perfection. No, rather the gospel acknowledges that no matter how hard we try, we'll never achieve perfection. And that's why Jesus came, to bring salvation as a free gift. Because no matter what, because we could have never obtained this on our own. And so don't think Thanksgiving is primarily about our obligation to thank God, to give something to God. Thanksgiving, we're giving thanks to God, but it's not about primarily about what we give to God, but it's about pausing to remember what God has given to us. And so this year, you know, things are going to happen. You're going to go out. You know, maybe today you have Thanksgiving guests come over, and they're a little less than grateful. Maybe they even complain, oh, this turkey's too dry, or your stuffing is too salty. Or a month from now at Christmas time, you know, maybe you give a gift to your nephew, and he forgets to say thank you. Or maybe you give out more gifts than you receive, something that causes disappointment. Something that offends you, and you're disappointed and offended by thanklessness. Don't dwell on that. Rather, let that disappointment, let that thankless, or let that offense be a reminder. A reminder to return to the foot of the cross and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.